In the new film Blackbird, Susan Sarandon stars as Lily, a matriarch who gathers her loved ones for a holiday weekend. But this is a gathering like no other. Lily has a terminal disease, and rather than let that disease take its course, she's decided that with the help of her husband, played by Sam Neill, she'll kill herself at the end of the weekend. Lily tries to lessen this blow by joking about her decision. Take this scene where she wakes up some family members who are late for breakfast.
Anna, Chris, you up yet? I'm dead soon. You coming down?
That should do it.
Blackbird opens in theaters and on demand tomorrow. And star Susan Sarandon and director Roger Michell join me now. And for both of you, one thing that immediately came to mind for me watching this film is that aside from why they're gathering, this kind of gathering of family is a lot less possible because of this pandemic.
Well, I think a lot of families have been sort of glued together by the lockdown. And this is a film where, rather like, you know, over the Christmas period or the Thanksgiving period, when the family's all forced to be stuck together for 2 or 3 days, all kinds of exciting and odd things happen.
Susan.
I agree with Roger. I've heard more instances of people, for better or worse, picking up their mother, their grandparent. And I think what the film is also about is how we don't know our parents and we don't know our children as well as we think we do. And some incident like what happens in the film gives us the opportunity or exacerbates the circumstance where suddenly we realize we don't know our parents the way we thought we did. And COVID, I think, has given that opportunity to rediscover your children or your parents. Although I hear a lot of instances where people are driving each other crazy. So, you know, the revelations aren't always easy to take.
Yeah,
it's definitely a mix of both, for sure. This topic is one with so many layers about the choices individuals have in their mortality, how loved ones grapple with that mortality, the dynamics of family trauma, and then suicide. Roger, why did you want to take on this topic?
The subject of euthanasia is not one that's been was particularly high on my list of, you know, fascinating issues before taking on this film. I mean, I think it is a difficult debate. I think euthanasia, well, in Greek, euthanasia means good death. And I think it's hard to come out of watching this particular example of euthanasia without thinking that it's a glorious death, that she's made the right choice and that her family have made the right choice and that Lily has done something full of joy and full of life.
How much research on real cases went into the making of this movie?
We were very lucky to spend time both with a very extraordinary woman who was suffering from ALS and also with a medical specialist who specializes in dealing with people suffering from ALS, which is a very cruel disease without any kind of palliative cure or any hope. And I think, Susan, I don't know if you'll agree, but meeting both those people had a huge impact on me and my feeling about the subject matter of the film.
Well, when you start to get into the specifics of it, it does become quite terrifying and complicated. But I think there's always been a quiet history of doctors stepping in with the right doctor, the right amount of money and the right circumstances and saying, you know, I've been in a situation where they come to you and say, well, this is the moment where we decide whether or not we up the morphine, which is code for kind of ease people that are in their last moments, you know, into a less labored passing, which is nobody talks about and happens a lot.
Susan, I mentioned that Lily is the matriarch of the family, and as it's revealed, also the architect of the family. We can hear it as she lays out plans on how the family is to spend her last day with them. Let's listen.
Can we all try to just behave as normally as possible? Just read the Sunday paper and nap, play the stock market, write a play. Make a matchstick model of the of the Empire State Building, just a normal Sunday. I need to have a normal, lazy Sunday. I need that from you.
How did you prepare for this character, and what drew you to this role?
Well, the fear I had was, why would this seem like a good idea when your family's still in chaos and there are unresolved issues with your children? I would find it personally very difficult at that point to leave. And so Roger and I discussed it, and I think it was important to feel that she's somebody that needs to be in control. And so knowing that she's going to completely lose control is a quality of life decision, and that she was somebody who was very much in her body and needed that. So I think that the control issue is very important to some people. They don't want to be a burden, and they can't surrender to having their very most personal needs taken care of by other people.
Sam has a line in the script, which came straight out of some research I was doing, that most people who elect to go down this road are not depressed. They tend to be very, very competent and quite controlling people. And Lily seems to absolutely personify this.
Hmm. Can you explain the meaning of Blackbird as a title?
I want to hear this.
Well, Blackbird arrived as a title. At one stage, the script had the Paul McCartney song Blackbird in it. And we decided to cut that. But the title sort of kept coming back. And when we were shooting the film, Susan, I don't know if you remember, but we launched a title competition amongst the cast and crew and got thousands of entries. I think the prize was a crate of champagne or something. And still, nothing quite worked as well as the enigmatic Blackbird. And I put a lot of Blackbird song into the movie. And at the very end of the film, just before we go to the credits, you just hear a solitary Blackbird. So the Blackbird becomes kind of the spirit of Lily and the spirit of the film.
Hmm. And Susan, you're also known for your political activism. There was a lot of chatter on Twitter recently after you publicly supported socialist Ryan Knight. How do you weigh your persona as an actor with your personal political views?
I don't see any separation. The biggest thing is that I'm a storyteller, and I feel that as someone who's connected to media, that sometimes there's information, sometimes there are stories that are not being heard, and I facilitate that. And the films that I do, I choose because I like the story and the company that I'll be keeping, and I think that they all give me an opportunity to let people develop empathy for someone maybe they hadn't thought about before. At the end of the day, I guess I just have to be able to live with myself. And, you know, sometimes that means standing up in areas for people that don't have a voice. But you really have to speed on the line thing. That just happened. That's great.
It speaks to almost the moment that we're in. I mean, now more than ever, we're asking people to bring the totality of themselves, or we're more open to the totality of a human being. Whereas the past, we wanted people to be certain things, and we thought of things as public lives and private lives. But what you're saying is that it all comes together in what you bring to the world through your craft and your personal ideology.
Well, I'm also saying that, you know, every job you take, no matter what your field is, you know, when that maybe you need to pay attention to what's happening on your school board, you know, as much as what's happening at your job. That I think what we've learned in the midst of COVID is how connected everybody is.
Is this what both of you hope audiences will take away from seeing Blackbird, the sense of empathy and understanding?
Well, I hope everyone calls their mother. I hope they just all say, oh, you know what, I'm going to call my friend because I haven't told her I love her. I think I'm going to take this opportunity to call my sister, who I've hated since she took my sweater in eighth grade and ruined it. I'm going to call her and just tell her that, you know, that was stupid to hold on to that all these years, and let's have lunch. We just need to do more in the moment appreciation of people, more forgiveness in the moment. So let's all hope that people say, let's play dictionary. Let's play some games. Let's dance together. Let's do that.
Roger.
Yeah, I mean, she's put it beautifully. I mean, it's a film about life, not about death. And its message, if it has a message, is, you know, seize the moment. Seize the moment to be alive.
Did you get another tattoo, Roger?
Sorry?
Did you get another tattoo since your tattoo that you got?
No. I've remained totally monogamous on terms of my tattoo. I only have Blackbird.
Oh, you got a Blackbird. You got Blackbird
on
your...
We all got tatted at the end of the film. We were all so enamoured with our work and each other that we all got Blackbird tattoos, which was very cute.
Blackbird director Roger Michel and star Susan Sarandon. And Susan, I did call my mom after watching this film, so you've done your job in that respect for sure.
Thank you
both for talking with me.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night.
This is Here and Now.